Greetings. I'm your host, James Gilliland. We've got another great show. We've got Dr. Joseph Mara, and he's been on our show several times before, and he's always been coming up to the ranch and been a great support here at the ranch. He used to be involved with urgent care centers, and his practice started evolving to a more spiritual practices and more energy medicine and things of that nature. And I'd love to talk to him more about this evolution process and some of the things he's doing now. So, without any further ado, I'd like to bring Joseph on the show. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, James. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we have a guy here right now named Joseph as well, and I call him Chief Joseph because he's Native American and he holds that energy, real strong energy. So
Awesome.
I think it's kind of interesting that that the name keeps popping up.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what's funny is I had a past life at where I lived in Pennsylvania as a Native American in a prior life.
Oh yeah. Oh, there you go. Hey, the so what have you been up to? It's been a while. It's time to catch up. I guess you've been doing a lot of different types of energy work and readings and things of that nature. If you want to talk about that, I'd love to hear more about it.
Yeah, sure. As you said, I was involved in urgent care centers. I had three at one time back in Pennsylvania. And, at that time I was offering my patients, both traditional medicine and complementary medicine, like, hypnotherapy, energy healing, life coaching, angel card readings, all those kinds of things to help guide people in whatever direction that, was in their greatest good. And, you don't get that a lot in traditional medicine. In fact, I don't know many people that do that. And I'd always leave it up to the patient, really. And what was interesting, though, is sometimes the patients would come in and I would offer them both. And sometimes they would go towards the what we consider now complementary, but actually it's been around longer than what we say traditional medicine is. But what was interesting was, like, sometimes patients would come in and they would say, "You know what, doc? I know exactly who I am, and I know that I'm not going to go do what you're telling me." For instance, like for a cholesterol issue, hyperlipidemia, they would be like, "Nope, I'm not going to do the diet. I'm not going to exercise. Just give me the pill." And that's fine. The point was I gave them a choice, and it was up to them to choose what direction they wanted to go in.
Yeah, it's, I've seen over and over again that, all these placebo effects and things like that, where they give people the regular drug, the standard drug that's supposed to take care of what their problem is, and then they give them the placebo, and they have actually better healing healing going on with the
Absolutely.
placebo.
Well, you know what? There's a we call it the placebo effect, but it's really thought becomes reality. That's another thing that I've learned over the years is, we in mainstream medicine call it the placebo effect, but really it's thought becomes reality. And that's so when patients come into me and they say, "Hey, what do you think I should do about this flu shot? I heard a lot of things where they're putting stuff in it and it might not be good for me." So I ask them, I'm like, "Well, what do you think? Do you feel that this is going to benefit you?" And they'll say, "You know what? Every single time I've had one of these, I've never, during those years, gotten the flu. So I think I should get one." And again, thought becomes reality. So even if they're putting stuff in, the individual person, their strength and their spirit and their consciousness and their thought is so strong that even if they are putting things in the injections, the thought overcomes that, in my opinion. I've seen it time and time again. So, sometimes if they say, "Well, I'm afraid of what, I'm afraid I'm going to get like Guillain-Barré syndrome, or I'm going to get some of these other disastrous things from the injection," I'm like, "Well, then you might not want to get it." But ultimately, I always put it back on them and say, "Hey, you need to decide. This is your physical body. You need to take responsibility for yourself, and you decide what's in your greatest good. I can't tell you what to do. I'm just here to help guide you with what I know."
Yeah. And that ultimately that's what it boils down to. Thinking about that, thought creates reality. I'm a strong proponent of that. But I always want to add to that, that there's other people creating realities too at the same time. And so when it comes to free will, you may want one thing for somebody and they may want something else, or
Right.
so it gets kind of interesting when you get the all the different consciousness is going in 10 different
Right.
directions, you get the the pool of water effect where somebody threw a big hand of gravel in there and
you know,
it creates
gosh,
a lot of
you're
chaos.
Right. And that's why it's so. It sounds like we're contradicting ourselves when we talk, because depending on the current or the particular situation, there are so many variables that go into each discussion of what we're talking about for each individual person mm-hmm. that it changes from person to person. So I might be talking to you about something within your particular consciousness, but it might not hold true to somebody else on, and they might be at a different point in their path. Mm-hmm. So. That's, you're definitely right. It gets confusing. And we have the, if we were all telepathic, this would be instantaneous. We wouldn't have to use words that are confusing and people have their own connotation of the particular words in the human language.
Yeah, it's amazing. I got chastised on, I made a joke once. I talked about the divine right to stupidity and, you know, it was just bad spiritual humor. But I, you know, when we look at things from one level, and I'm not trying to put myself above others, but you know, when you've had a lot of experience and a lot of spiritual experiences, and you can see the bigger picture and you can see all the dynamics going on, not all of them but most of them, you know, like you can see where past lives are coming up, where patterns, childhood traumas coming up, and people making decisions from these wounds and traumas or from a wounded ego, you know, thinking that they're following their heart or they think they're following spirit or things like that, but as long as those wounds are in there, they're actually following a wounded heart, you know, or a wounded ego. And I think it's interesting that when you are looking at it from an objective point of view, from an observer, and on a spiritual level, you go, oh my God, you know, this is a train wreck, you know, but they, you know, they have their truth and their reality, and they're coming at it from the level where they're at in the moment, you know, which and making the decisions from that space, you know, and it's kind of interesting when I look at all the dynamics around things, you know, I'm seeing over and over right now that we are being given a choice right now. Are we going to go everything external and continue to be, you know, working on all of our outer appearances and our material acquisitions? And our need for acceptance and approval outside of ourselves and all this programming that's done through the matrix, or are we going to take the inner approach, you know, and love and accept and approve of ourselves from within, make our own personal God connection and go that direction so we can make this shift into the fifth dimension. I don't know if you're experiencing a lot of that going on.
Oh gosh. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I've had my challenges over the years, and to get where I am now, I had to give up a lot to be where I am with my conscious awareness and my ability to see as the observer what's going on with those around me. And sometimes it takes another person outside of yourself to be the reflection or to show you something about yourself that you didn't even know or you refuse to see, even at this stage of where I'm at. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm just at a particular point in my path. And so it's important as a guide to be the observer, as you say, and to stand back and look at that person in compassion and unconditional love, and therefore not judge the person, but say, wow, I see where this person is. So sometimes we have, as guides, have to use our own discernment to sometimes limit what we say and almost just plant a seed and let that person grow from that seed and not hammer the person with everything you know that's going on with them, because they won't get it. You know what I mean?
Well, some can't get it. I mean, they seem to not have the equipment, or they haven't worked on the equipment to be able to get it. And, you know, it's kind of sad watching that happen. You know, the world that I live in is much different than the world most people live in around me. You know, other than a few people, but you know, when you're getting all that input at the same time, and then you're seeing where people are making decisions outside of universal law, or they're doing things that aren't in integrity, or you know, creating chaos or harm or things like that to each other or the planet or whatever else is going on, you just go, my God, why can't they see, you know, where this is taking them?
Yeah, Yeah, I know. I struggle with it myself. It's, and again, it's like you try to be compassionate and you try not to be judgmental, because basically I try to look at the people, the clients, those around me, whatever behaviors they're expressing, and just send them love and compassion and not judgmental, because I know that I was right where they were maybe a year ago or maybe 2 years ago. And but it's difficult at times, because when you are totally wide awake and you see what is in the greatest good of everybody, at least in that moment of your truth at that point, it becomes frustrating, because boy, if we just quit cutting down the trees, if we just gave everybody the free energy and things that aren't fair in the world, like the poverty and all this other stuff like you're talking about, if you dwell on it and you allow yourself to get sucked down into it, it brings your vibration down, which it gets you to a state of being that you become more of a victim rather than a guide and a helper. So it's really important to try to stay as high of a vibration as you possibly can. And I know you talk about this too, and so I think it's important to express now that the vibrations of each individual person is to try to stay at your highest potential, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is important.
Yeah, I kind of see that. It's like the teachings, of a lot of the Eastern thought, where you have to master loving detachment and become the observer, when these things going on, and you look at the bigger picture. Okay, well, maybe that person is there for a reason. Maybe they need to be there because they've done the same thing to others in the past, or whatever, And you look at the bigger picture. My thing is, I look at it and I go, I can see the bigger picture, but it's still creating pain and suffering, and it's still damaging life, or whatever.
I
And
know.
so when are we going to stop this roller coaster or this merry-go-round, and ascend and get off of it and start living a life where you don't create karma,
Well, this is why you're here, James. It's people like you that are spreading the word and holding the light for people that are at a lower vibration that haven't decided to move forward. And those people, this is speaking of energy, the people that don't eventually decide to move forward and go in the direction of love and light, those are the people that have already decided prior to incarnation that they weren't going to ascend this time because their soul path, they're just, maybe they're a baby soul and they haven't decided, or they're not ready. It's like giving a kindergartner trigonometry. You wouldn't do that. So there are different soul growths on this planet at this time, and those of us who want to transcend and transmute the negativity and raise to a higher vibration are going to be here holding the light. And eventually, I don't know when the time frame is going to be, but eventually that's going to happen. And those who hold at a lower vibration have to fall away, because once you, and we're in this, the place and space in this universe where we're all this high energy is coming in, and we're acclimating to it with our physicality. The earth, the plants, everything is doing this. And those that are at a lower vibration can't hang there. They just fall away by virtue of the vibrations that are coming in.
Or they try to tear you down to their comfort levels,
They try. They try. And that's what, that's why you gotta try to maintain your high integrity, your truth and integrity. And it's difficult in these times because, man, when a lot of negativity comes at you, and we are living in physical form, so there's a lot that can be done to test you. And but ideally, you try to like shut the TV off and stay away from that stuff, and all the things that you can do to keep your vibration high. That's just something you have to do.
Yeah, somebody asked me, I was doing a show the other night, and they said, what am I going to do with all the violence on the radio? Now Korea, Korea's going to send a nuke, and we're going to do this and this, and the economy's this, and they're going all the thing, and they go with all this terrible news on corruption and everywhere on TV. They go, what are we going to do? And I said, throw your TV out.
That's it. Yep. You know, that stuff doesn't even, I wouldn't even know it unless somebody would tell me about it, because they're like, well, what, do you live under a rock? I'm like, well, you know what? I haven't had a TV for years, and because of it, I don't get to see all these things that are thrown at the rest of the population that's bringing people down and causing doom and gloom and fear and all that. And that's how they control us. I mean, if you control the media, you control the population by virtue of spreading fear, and fear is a low vibration. So people wonder, well, how did a few people take over the planet? Well, that's how. They send all these negative vibes, not just with what you're witnessing, but there's actually vibrations that's in the sound that comes through the TV or the videos that you watch and things like that. And it's to lower your vibration so you can't reach these higher realms that we're all heading towards right now. But you watch, within the next, you know, few months to years, we're already in this, the times. You can see it all around us. You can see it with the Pope who resigned. That hasn't happened for like 600 years or something.
Oh,
so
things
are adding up, and it's like, for those who have eyes to see it, it's there.
Yeah, the Queen's down, Queen's resigning,
yep.
Pope's going down. You know, it's pretty obvious, you know, things are going down, and I think you're going to see all these banksters stepping down, and you know, president stepping down soon. All kinds of things are going to be stepping down. Because, you know, the way this works, I want to run this by you. I've spent a long time looking at it. And there's this network, and we call it the Archon Network. And I've written a lot about it. And the Archon Network has, like, demonic-type beings, grays, reptilians, regenerate ETs, as well as some serpent beings that are really bad nasties. We've been dealing with them lately, and they're just been wreaking havoc here. And we've been calling in the seventh dimensional lion beings to take care of them, and that's the only way we've been able to get rid of them. You know, we can push them out, but they just keep coming back and creating more problems. But anyway, this network, I was trying to explain to somebody how it works, and you know, you're totally programmed through the TV and through society that, you know, first of all, they have the American dream, you know. And I think George Carlin said something about the only way they call it the American dream is because you have to be asleep to buy it, you know, to believe in it. But it's, you know, let's look at the ladder of success, you know, that we have set up for us. So we're programmed that, you know, if we make the big bucks, you know, and we get the fancy house and we get the nice car, and you know, we go to the fancy restaurants and drink the right beer, and we're going to get, you know, the drop dead gorgeous chick in a bathing suit, and playing volleyball and or the soccer mom, you know, or whatever, you know. And so we have this program that we're set up to get involved in. And so people go, okay, well, I need to make this money. I need to get this stuff so I can have all these things. And so as long as they get a job, you know, and they say, okay, here's a job. I can go do this job. And they get in the job and they go, wow, this job is really polluting things. You know, it's destroying the earth. It's doing some, I'm not sure if I want to do this, but, oh, man, I need the money, you know. And so they go ahead and they take the job, you know. And then they've got to tell a few lies to themselves and others and, you know, to keep that job. And then they get the next level up. And you got to tell a few more lies and do a few more dastardly deeds, you know, to get to the next level up. And by the time you're in the upper levels, you've pretty much sold your soul. You're totally disconnected from soul and spirit. And especially when you get into the high levels of leadership, you know, you're at a point where you've lost it. You know, you're totally disconnected. And then look at the politicians, look at the war industry, you know, look at all the things going on there, you know, just the pure deception and the pain and suffering. You know, how can you level an entire city with women and children in it without being influenced by something really dark? I mean, humans just don't do that stuff.
Right.
You know, they don't do that. And so there's this network, and I call it the Archon Network. And as people get up into the top leadership, they actually do ceremony and do things to bring this energy in and hook up with it. Yep. And so they get the external bennies from it. You know, they get the power, they get the wealth, they get the notoriety. You know, they get all the external. And so everything is driven towards external.
Right.
And so if you can keep people in, you know, obsessed with the external trappings, you know, the outer appearances, the money, the fame, the notoriety, and keep that stimuli going over and over, you take them away from the internal, from the soul and spirit.
Right.
And very few people have figured this one out, what the game is.
Right.
And they don't really realize that there is a game, and the game is to keep you, you know, dumbed down, sick, a nice little zombie robot consumer, And then when they're done with you, they just put you in a box and say, give you a gold watch, you know?
Right.
And it's very sad. Very few people wake up within the matrix and figure it out and realize, like, until it's, too late, till they're already totally absorbed by it or programmed by it. And I've watched this over and over again, and I'm just seeing just how thick and dense this matrix is, the program, how intense it is. And seeing people that are in this matrix that have been totally traumatized by it, some since birth, where they can't get out. They are so desperate to get the love and acceptance and approval of either their parents or their family or society, or they're so trapped in this network that they cannot pull out of it. They just can't get out. And I don't know if you've been observing that same type of thing happening lately.
Oh gosh. Since forever, especially history is a good teller of how once you wake up, you can look back and see the manipulation. And we talked about variables. You mentioned a few within our school systems, within medication, like when I say medicine, I mean medical model. Everything's basically broken, and it's set into place for the purpose of control. And once people wake up to it, it's difficult to get out of because, as you say, some things people do, even in the military, they do things that to get ahead. And now all of a sudden, it's like, well, you go ahead and squeal on us, and you know what you did, so you're going to end up in prison right with us. So, along with that, there's a compartmentalization of all information. So even say, for instance, in medicine, there's an endocrinologist, there's a family doc, there's a osteopathic physician, on and on. It's all separation where once you get out and you kind of step back and become the observer and you take all these pieces and put them together and you all of a sudden you have the bigger picture. Those are the people that wake up and go, oh my gosh, this is all related. It's all interrelated. It's all connected because it's all about control of the populace. And so, yeah, you're right on cue with everything. And right now, we're going through this ascension process that everybody talks about, and we're having ascension symptoms. And one of the things, if you don't mind, James, I'd like to tell you about this download that I had last night.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'd like to hear about it.
I mean, the reason I think it's important because of what we're talking about and where we're headed and where we're going with, this what we call the ascension process. And a lot of people were disappointed because December 21st came and it's gone. And I know a lot happened behind the scenes, and because the media is controlled, those who look to that genre for validation of things that are happening are not going to get it because it's hidden from us. The truth has always been hidden, but right now we're going through this, what they call revelations, the apocalypse. All these things have basically just meant the unveiling of the truth. And the way the universe works, it happens in little bit by bit. We want things to happen, our egos, at least I do. I want these big things to happen. I want these big flyovers and these ETs to come down. And the reason that doesn't happen is it's all a function of love and fear. So what we've been talking about is the general populace, which is in a lower vibration, and they're more in like a fear mode. And some of the things that we talked about was manipulation, but with the media, but also with movies, they've been showing doom and gloom, people coming down to eat us and all kinds of crap like that, which if these ETs would come and land, they would cause sheer panic right now because of the state of the consciousness where we're at right now, at least the general population. So if they would land, it would lower our vibration. It would kind of ruin what we're doing right now. We're trying to bring as many people into this high vibration as possible, but it's divinely timed. So me and my ego mind, I want it to happen yesterday because I'm awake and I've been awake for a long time and it's getting frustrating. And the more I put out there, it's just like, oh, just sometimes, I just want it to be over. I would just want to win this war, if you want to call it that. But the download I got last night, And I can tell because I wake up with these epiphanies and I get the next day I have a headache for hours. And it's like they must have been really downloading me with some stuff, right? So bear with me here. I wrote a few notes down just to try to keep this all straight because it was such a – but it was so simple. But you know the old expression, as above, so below?
Oh, yeah. I use that quite often.
Okay. Well, this is what the download was. And basically, I was shown that we as human beings are mirror images of the universe. Okay? So I was shown this spoked wheel. And for sake of the radio, I can't – I'm Italian. I use my hands, but I'm going to try to describe this over the airways here. So if you're looking down on a like an apple pie,
yeah,
and you see the pieces. Well, there were 12 pieces within this pie, right? Well, as these pieces were divided up, there's a center point to this pie, okay? So what I was shown was it was kind of like the Big Bang. We, as an individual, started out as that center point, and all of a sudden, like the Big Bang theory says, we exploded out in all directions for the purpose of experience. Okay. And once this was accomplished, once we've experienced all dimensions and all aspects, you know, whether it be being a bird or being a rock or a tree or whatever dimension, we would be bringing all aspects of ourselves back to that center point. Okay. So what's interesting is the way the universe works, it's pretty simplistic. So if you look at the 12 pieces, basically, they equaled the 12 dimensions within each universe. And we all, as an individual human being, have 12-stranded DNA, ultimately. And right now we have two. We're working our way back up to 12. But that's what they were showing me, is this 12-stranded DNA was connected to our 12 chakras. Most of us know about the seven main ones, but at our highest potential, we have 12 chakra centers. And as the DNA strands in or each connected to each chakra center, we're also connected to each dimension. So basically, as we all bring all aspects of ourselves back to that center point, we become representations of the universe. So are you with me so far?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to make this make sense. So, so I think really what the universe was trying to explain in a simplistic manner was simplistic it really is. In fact, I was shown some of the telescopes that we launched like years ago, and they were trying to put this into a perspective that I could understand. So we launched these telescopes or satellites, you know, years and years ago. Well, now all of a sudden we can turn these back and look back on our galaxy, right? So from a perspective way out there, we see a complete cluster of stars surrounding the galaxy. But what's surrounding that is nothing but space. But as you zoom in to this, you see more detail, like the solar system made up of planets. And then if you, you know, zoom in further, it's showing, you know, planet Earth as a whole. And then even further still, it's showing the various individual creatures that appear separate when they're viewed close up. So in reality, depending on your perspective, everything is connected. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I guess the message really, it continued with, we are all made up of the same stuff, and physically and energetically, we're all made up of the same stuff. So, you know, I was then shown this physical body, like the human body, which from human perspective, like if I'm looking at you, I see the entire being. But under a microscope, it can be viewed as separate cellular structures that have a membrane around them for the purpose of existing as like various things like a white blood cell or a red blood cell for that experience of separation. So everything in the universe is as above, so below, as I said. There's like a membranous, whether it be energetic or a biological membrane around things to separate just for the purpose of that separation. Because otherwise, if it was all energetic, it would be all streaming together at the highest level. So what I think consciousness does is it separates and allows it to be in that membranous state of being just for the purpose of the experience. And so The point is, when you're looking at the human body, how does a white blood cell know to go to an infection site and start to, the macrophages go in there and they just chew up all the infection and get rid of it? It's because of the consciousness. Everything down to the smallest micro level is consciousness. We're all made up of this. We just separate it in our viewpoint because we're human beings. We try to break things down and separate them to make them make sense. But not only that, but we're also seeing the separation as a, it's a basically the whole is within its parts. So every human being has a, as a universe within itself. And this is basically what I was shown in during this ascension process that, that we're talking about here. Basically what they were telling me was, as we ascend into these higher vibrations, we rid ourselves of the vibrations that no longer serve us, like these lower vibrations, and then we can take on more light, thus becoming whole again. And I think it, this is basically the mini process of us finding our way back to source, because ideally, that's what eventually we're going to do. But this is kind of a microcosm of the macrocosm. Again, as above, so below.
Yeah, definitely. The what I'm seeing now is, like, you know, we were talking about multidimensional selves the other night on the radio, and we were talking about how, you know, we have our body, our physical body, and then we have our mental and emotional body, and, you know, our ego, or what do you want to call it, you know, that's within there. And then we have our astral body, which has, you know, a lot of the past life memories and fourth dimensional energies going on there. And then we get into the on the soul, you know, that has a lot of energy there. But we have like a body within a body within a body all the way back to the source. And it seems like when we drop down into this dense physical reality and just believe we're a body and a personality and that's all we are, and we're trapped by the matrix and programmed by the matrix as that is all we are, and we forget about that we have a soul and spirit and a multidimensional spirit, I'm seeing right now that's what's happening right now, is there's people breaking out of the matrix and coming to these huge realizations, and they're seeing how manipulated and enslaved they've been, and how they're running all of these programs that aren't even theirs. You know, and then I've seen other people that are hanging on to the ego and the programs and the Archon network or whatever, because they actually believe that is their security, you know. And so if they're going to continue to operate, you know, within the network, you know, they're going to be able to keep their jobs, they're going to be able to keep their fancy, you know, stuff and all their things, and that's their concept of security. But they don't realize is that that program is coming to an end, that that 3D matrix that's been created by the to ensnare people and entrap people into the body and the personality and the ego is just coming unraveled by this fifth dimensional energy that's coming in right now.
Right. Yeah, you know, what I was also shown was what we forget when we descend down into these lower vibrations is that we decided to be here. And we kind of wiped our memories clean of who we were. And I always say as a joke, like, I know that if I still had the memory of being a godlike being, I wouldn't be here. I'd be flying right back to these higher dimensions. So we do it for the purpose of the experience and to whatever we want to call it, if you have a contract. I mean, some people call it that, but I think we just incarnate to help one another out, to do particular things to help one another with soul growth in each particular lifetime. And so, you know, as much as the bad people that we call the bad people are playing their part, I look at it as though it's a theatrical event. And the angelic realms, the fifth dimension, as you call it, these energetic waves of a higher dimension, the ETs and our star brothers and sisters, they are all on looking as though they're in the audience. And even our higher selves are looking on. Those are aspects of ourselves that are watching this whole thing. And right now, over the next several months to years, depending on how soon humanity gets it, or at least the tipping point is what I'm hoping is what's going to happen, we're going to realize, a lot of us have woken up a lot, but once we wholeheartedly know that we are more than this physical body, that we're spiritual beings living out a human experience, all of a sudden all these light bulbs go on and we wake up, and then it becomes the unveiling of our truth. The truth of the matter is that we are higher dimensional beings. We are not from here. We're not just these physical bodies, but we came here to play a part. And without opposition, the bad guys, there's no growth. So I kind of look at it as though, yes, the bad guys are out there and they're trying to ensnare us and trap us and all this, but they are just doing their job. They've also forgotten why they've come here, and they've dropped to even a lower vibration than what just regular 3D beings would be, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. And, you know, I'm just blown away at how, as clever as some of these guys are, they just haven't figured out karma yet, or action-reaction.
Yeah.
And they still have the belief in separation, even though any physicist you talk to will tell you, you know, that everything's connected.
Yeah.
And we all live in this sea of consciousness that lowers itself down to become light and energy and then matter. And everything is connected within that. And what you do to the least of life, you do to the whole. So it's like, it's clever, these people. I look at it, you know, I look at the banksters and how they're just ripping everybody off and throwing families out and out of their homes and all these other things, just with no consciousness whatsoever, no remorse, nothing. And I go, you know, that's like pure evil. But these guys have sold their souls, you know, to these other energies, these other forces. But that's going to have a reaction, you know,
right.
And they're going to come back and probably, you know, end up in Ethiopia or something or some.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to end up somewhere, you know, and come back with the whole mess. But, you know, I was talking to one guy about that, and I said, well, and I was asking him questions straight up, who was involved in that. And I said, well, I have a question for you. Do you understand karma and reaction, reaction? He goes, yeah, whatever. You know, I create my own reality. That doesn't apply to me. And I go, really? So you're beyond action, reaction, you know, and karma. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I don't believe in it, so it doesn't affect me. And I said, so you don't think you have a soul or somebody else kind of keeping tabs on what's going on here, and that there's not going to be an atonement or some kind of reconciliation down the road that's going to happen? You know, he's just going, no. No, he goes, I don't think of those things, you know. He goes, why would I think of those things? He goes, because if you did, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny when you look at this and you go, well, how disconnected and how clever can you be when you haven't even figured out, you know, action, reaction or karma or realize that universal law, when you break it, there are consequences.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And this is what, when I was saying earlier, it sounds like we're contradicting ourselves.
Yeah.
But this is one of the variables. One thing we didn't talk about is universal law. There's particular laws within each universe at each dimension that regulates that particular energetic dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go against that, even if thought becomes reality, that's one of the things. The universal law supersedes that, I believe. So you can think that all day long, but basically your ego is in denial.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you. I think that even though that particular person is playing their part and they're doing the most heinous crimes, I actually have to have compassion for that person, because I know that that person came here to do what he's doing, he or she, and they're going to be paying the piper for that eventually. And whether they're in a lower dimension for how many years, or who knows what it would take to account And for those types of things, I just have to have compassion. Like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't want to be in that person's shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's sad too. I've had people I'm really close to me that, you know, I love deeply, but you know, they're running these programs and, you know, I can't attach myself to those programs. And so I just have to go, okay, well, when you're ready for a new program, or you want to start being kind and loving and supportive then let's hook up again, you know. But right now, as long as you're running this old program, you know, this total ego drive, you know, wounded ego drive program, you know, it's time to for us to go our separate ways.
Yeah, and you know, it's important that you say that, James, because what's I think the listeners like to hear most, in my experience from being interviewed so many times and plus being a host on several or a couple you know, Universal Talk and a Guiding Light radio shows, is that those who are out there being the example and actually being humble enough to speak their truth and say, hey, look, you guys aren't alone out there. This happens to us too, even though we're maybe a little further down the path. We're going through the same stuff. All this karmic crap from this lifetime and other cellular memories from other lifetimes and people coming in and manipulating. Again, it's important to raise your vibration as high as you possibly can. And what are you willing to give up? If there are certain things that are causing you, like if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend that's constantly cheating on you or disrespecting you, why would you stay in that relationship when it's a lower vibration and it's holding you down? And so I've had to personally go through this myself, and so I can speak of it. And I've had to walk away from a lot of things that I at the time thought, how can I live without this? Whether it be a physical item or whether it was a significant other. And even family members, you want to bring them with you, but you know what? You have to love them in compassion and allow them to be, because otherwise you're infringing your free will on them. And that's one of the things that one of the variables with universal law in this dimension is we all have free will. So you have a choice to make, and that's what's nice. But if you choose the lower vibrational road, then you know what? Some of us can't stay there. And at least I don't want to be there anymore. So I have to let some things go.
You know, it's funny too that when you watch that, it's sad. You know, it's a very sad process because you really care about people and you want the best for them. You want them to get through this process, you know, and get into the 5D, you know, but you know, I was told by this one guy, it was very clear. He said, you know, I just wanted to make this clear to you so you understand. Not everybody's going to make it, and you're not responsible for everybody. And I just went, God, you know, I just want everybody to get it.
I know, healed. I know, James.
Let's start being kind to each other and the planet, you know, let's just wake up and figure this out. But you know, I've, you know, because of that, and I don't give up on people and I give them 25 strikes, you know, but you know, I was meditating once and one of the masters came in. She said, well, what if we, Mary came in to me. She said, what if we gave up on you? And I started thinking about it. And they said, you know, we hold you in your highest light. We hold you in your highest potential.
Right.
And yes, you don't make it. A lot of times you do some really lame things. She didn't say that. But you know, she said, you know, you fall off the path and you do some things that are just unbelievable sometimes. But we're going to still hold you in that highest light until you get it, you know, until you figure it out. And, you know, they go, we got all the time in the world. But one thing she was telling me, she said that, you know, it's easy for us to hold you in the highest light because we're like in the fifth and sixth dimension and things like that.
Right.
You know, where she goes, but you're down in the third dimension getting your butt kicked. And that's it.
Yeah.
And you're just getting slammed on every level and, you know, lied to, betrayed to, you know, stabbed in the back, whatever, you know, cheated, all these things. And she goes, it's not easy to hold that frequency and hold that because you don't have the support we do.
Right.
And she says, you know, she tells me, she says, don't beat yourself up over this.
Yep.
You know, it's really okay. And we hold you in the highest esteem and regard because you are walking the walk of the masters. I mean, if you can get through this one, you know, a lot of us won't even go there. They said, we're not even going to go there. You know, it's like, we've already done that one. We know how nasty it can be down there, you know? So it's kind of good to hear about that, you know?
Oh, you were like every time I was going to say something, you answered what I was going to say. It's like, we are definitely revered from these higher dimensional, beings because, they know what it's like. They've already done it. And, some of us incarnated here just for the fact of holding the light. You don't have to do a thing. You just be here. And by your vibration being high and you doing your own inner work and keeping the frequency, the people that you come into contact with, they raise to meet your vibration. That's how energy works, if they so choose. And what I found, James, even at your place, because you have a high vortex of energy there. And I don't know if you remember this, but my really good friend Terry and I came up there and we were traveling all over the place, you know, and she's a psychic and a medium, and she at that point was probably a little further down the path than me. But when we would go to these high vibration, what was interesting is we were like the best of friends. And when we got there, everything was great and hunky-dory, but all of a sudden, all the crap, all the cellular memories come up and in your face, and you're screaming at each other, and like you hate each other, but you really don't. But it was cellular memories from whether it be past lives or this life that had to come up, because when you're at a higher vibration, those low vibrations can't hang there. So they have to come out and come out, and you have to transmute them and transcend them. Mm-hmm. But if you're resistant to it, and you were talking about this earlier, people just want to hang on to the old and all this. You can't do that right now. The energies are too high in the whole planet. And what's coming in right now, it used to be where you'd have to travel from place to place on the planet. But now this whole planet Earth, she's a sentient being herself. And as she's raising in her vibrations, no matter, you can't hide. There's nowhere you can go. You're on this planet. So resistance is futile.
Yeah, exactly. And I've watched this too. I've watched people hanging on to things that are, you know, they're just lashing out and trying to pull things down to their comfort zone to get you back into their program. Right. And rather than look at why they're doing things, you know, and what's happening. And it's funny you mentioned that, because here at the ranch, we told people we have a 3-day policy, and they said, why is that? And I said, because I'll tell you in about 3 days, because usually in 3 days, all your stuff is up and you're trying to blame and project and dump it on everybody else, you know? So, and if you stay here for any amount of time, I've seen people just go through their dark night of the soul, and some mm-hmm. people don't make it out. And I've even yeah. watched people get possessed, you know, and yeah. hang on to their stuff so hard. And then they start drinking or doing drugs or things like that. And then eventually we have to say, okay, it's time to go now. You know, you've had multiple opportunities to heal yeah. this and go forward. But, you know, it just doesn't happen. And they, on the way out, they blame and project and do as much damage as possible. But and it's sad. But I've just watched this over and over and over again. And the latest things I've seen, it's quite interesting. I had Anya Biggs, who's an amazing psychic. She was with Jesse Ventura and all those guys. And so I go, hey, I'm watching this thing unfold here, and I've seen this happen several times in my life. And I go, it's the weirdest thing, where people's auras go dark. They just go black. And then things pop up, you know, and dark balls and things like that. And I said, I think I know what's going on, you know, but it's happened several times, and I feel really bad, because I couldn't get it out of here. I couldn't heal them. I couldn't move mm-hmm. it, and things like that. And I've done everything to get rid of these beings and get back into love and joy and service, you know, and the things that we're really here for. But, you know, I finally, this time around, I finally figured it out. That these beings, and George Cavassalis talks about them as they're serpent beings. Yeah. And they're the baddest, nastiest of the Archon network.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones at the top that are controlling, you know, the mess, you know, all creating yep. all this pain and suffering and disease, and not all of it, but most of it. And, you know, these are the guys, you know, and they're the hitmen. And, right. and Anya was talking to me about this, and she goes, yeah, they will come through those closest to you. And they will jump in, and they will make your life a living hell, and that's their job, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I'm calling all the masters, and I'm doing everything. She goes, yeah, they push them out, but they just keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know what's going on. So we finally hooked up with these seventh dimensional lion beings, you know, and mm-hmm. I found out they're all throughout India, and all the different cultures know about them and have preserved, yeah.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and these guys, when they come in, it's over. They clean these guys out. And,
yeah.
and I just go, thank God I finally found a way to deal this. I mean, I got hammered 4 or 5 times in a row by people really close to me.
Yeah.
And you know, but what's sad is after you get rid of these beings, the person doesn't even know why they did what they did. They go, I can't
right.
believe I did that, you know.
Yep.
Where did that come from? You
yep.
know,
and, I've had it happen to me too, James.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's really interesting. So people need to realize that there's a war going on,
yeah.
you know, and it's a spiritual war, and it's a war in consciousness. And there's a lot of unseen things happening out there. And when things go dark, it's very important to start learning how to heal, and actually mm-hmm. learn to heal on the highest levels, and learn how to move these energies out of your space and move them on. And also with this fifth dimensional energy coming in, as you're talking about, It is rattling these beings. I mean, they are coming out of the woodwork. They're being seen. They can't cloak themselves too well anymore. They're showing up in videos and all kinds of things. It's amazing, you know?
Oh, it was amazing at your ranch there, even a couple of years ago when I was up there, and all of a sudden they would uncloak in front of you, and because our light was so high, they would take one look and see the light that you carried, and bam, they were running the other direction.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got to really walk it here, because you will be tested, you know, when you come to the ranch. You know, but the good news is that even though out of all these things that happened to me, some of the things were so cruel and hurt and wounded me so deep. They hit me on such a deep level that I used that energy to go into the very depths of my being to find out where those old wounds were, those old betrayals, those old patterns, you know, that happened to me, you know, in the past. And actually they became a blessing. You know, the events actually became a blessing because I actually got into you know, these very, very old, deep wounds. So sometimes you got to be deeply wounded to get back to the deep wounds, you
Yeah,
know, and
I used
move
to
through
say to
them.
the universe, bring it. And
Yeah.
a week later, I was going through living hell, and I was like, what are you doing? What's going on here? And they're like, and it was a reminder. They just simply said a couple words like, you said bring it. I thought, oh my God, I'm so cocky. I gotta quit
Yeah,
doing it.
yeah.
So I learned the hard way, but I know that one of the things that the people need to do also is don't give their power away. Don't
Oh,
look
yeah.
outside themselves. Like, you can go and listen to people like this radio station, this thing that we're doing right now. We're trying to guide people to enlighten. But if there's something that doesn't ring true to you, the listener, your truth might be different than somebody else's. So don't ever give your power away. Some people out there are actually preaching that there are no such thing as the angels and the ETs are bad and they just want to control you on a different level than the archons and stuff. But let me tell you something. There's a bridge that people have to go over to get from A to Z. You can't just take a kindergartner and go to their doctorate program. So those who are out there saying that, you know, watch the angels and watch this, they're trying to control. Definitely be discernful of each individual person you're in connection with. Use your own discernment. Take what rings true to you, but don't follow them. And try to emulate them and be them. Be your own person, but take what rings true to you because a lot of us, you know, there might be 20 people out there that you like different things from each person, but not everything. And you can take that on if you want to, but it's your own, you stand in your own power. And again, it's like, you know, if there are people that believe in archangels but don't believe in ETs, you can't make them believe in it. There's that bridge. So you have to use that avenue of that energy and say, okay, you believe in the angels, well, then call upon the angels for their guidance, because you and I are guides. So what's the difference of me speaking in this physical form or an angelic guide if you're using your discernment, right?
Yeah, I know it's a lot of people. There's an old saying is whenever you put your power outside of yourself, there'll be those that will snatch it up and use it against you. And that is the main problem on the planet right now. And we're having a big conversation about that, about how people have externalized God and religions, you know, and created images and things. And Jesus warned about that. You know, he said, "You search the scriptures in vain, for I speak of a living God." And he said, "There shall come a day where man will not worship God in the temple." Wait, no, he said in the temples or the mountaintops, but within self, you know. And so he's always saying, go in.
Know
It's a, it's,
thyself.
yeah, it's an inward journey. You know, ye are all gods. Wake up, you know.
That's it.
You know, and so it's always been an inward journey. But what I've seen is that all these institutions, you know, the major institutions, you look at what they're doing. And everything is to keep you trapped in the external, looking outside of yourself, looking for a savior, looking for God to do this or that for you, looking for, you know, blaming the devil for everything, you know, all these things, you know. And there are some bad nasties out there running around. They are, and there's some very good beings too. And what I find it, as you were saying, I find it a little irritating now. I keep seeing these people painting everything, all ETs, as demonic or black, and they put their spin on it. They put their fundamentalist spin on it or whatever. And then And then, everything, it's all demon. They're all here to disrupt you or whatever, or enslave you and things like that. I was talking about that earlier. It's like, hey, if I go through France and somebody feeds me and they're kind to me and everything else, I'm gonna love that guy. And I go, hey, thanks a lot, and I walk around the corner and another one beats me, and robs me and takes my money. Well, basically, what am I going to do with that? Am I going to say all Frenchmen are bad or all Frenchmen are good? No. There's some really beautiful French people out there, and there might be some nasty ones too that you are areas you need to avoid, So, and that's why so goes the universe. If you're going to expand in consciousness, there are some awesome beings to hook up to that empower you, that are very loving, very wise, very healing. They can help you, and there's some out there that'll just suck you dry and hook into your energies and create all kinds of pain and suffering and havoc in your life and stroke your ego and tell you you're the chosen one and faker spirits popping in saying they're this master and that master. But that's the main thing, is we have to learn to navigate these other dimensions and our higher dimensional selves and get some tools on our under our belt on how to heal these unseen negative influences.
Yeah, one last thing, James. I just want to say real quick, it popped into my head, is that Jesus was teaching us our highest potential. He was becoming the example. He wasn't say, be me or follow me. He was like, you will do these things and greater things. So we are the people or the beings we've been waiting for. We just need to come out of our shell and shed all this negativity, blockages, attachments, whatever you want to call it, and not allow ourselves to be manipulated down the wrong path and stay at a higher truth and integrity. So a lot of people are waiting for ETs to come save us. We incarnated through free will, and they can't come save us, because otherwise it would be like them lifting the veil and it'd be like, ah, oh, now we know all the truth. What'd you do that for? You ruined our game, or you ruined our theater, or whatever. So it's, we are here to empower ourselves to make it through this thing. It's like we challenged ourselves by forgetfulness and to step into this thing. I'm not saying they're not there, and I'm not saying they're not sending us unconditional love, so the energy is around us when we ask for it, because it would be awful difficult to come into this with a without any memory, with all the other negative, if the manipulation's there on the negative side, which we can positively see, which we talked about a lot of the show, then we live in duality. There's good, bad, up, down, hot, cold. Well, guess what? There's the positive energies there to pull from also. So why not align yourself with that positive and bring yourself into power? And as we all raise in consciousness on this planet, the sooner we do that, the sooner we save ourselves, the sooner we can meet our star families. Because by virtue of us raising up in a higher vibratory frequency, now all of a sudden we can see more. And that's why some of us can see ETs and UFOs and angels, because we're not that we're better. We've just shed some of this negativity and we raised to a higher vibration where now we phased into their reality. And that's why your ranch is so important. So many people come at one place at one time, the vibrations raise, and now all of a sudden you can see things that some of the people on the rest of the planet can't see.
Yeah, definitely. I love what Mihail Ledwith said. He said it's not up to them to make themselves known to us and come down and save us. It's up to us to rise to them and save ourselves.
That's it.
And they are, and they're cosmic cheerleaders, and they
That's
are
it.
working with energies and the grid and helping us, put together this fifth dimensional grid that's coming up right now and supporting us in that level. But the bottom line is that we've got to rise to the occasion, and we've got to match the frequencies of the earth as she goes through her ascension process.
You're right on, James.
Hey, we're at the end of the hour, so what's the best way that people can get in touch with you?
Real quick, I know we're at the end of the hour, so I'm doing free consultations for those first-time clients that contact me through my email address through the month of April, and I'll do like angel card readings, life coaching. If someone just wants to call and talk to me because they have no one else in the family or any friends that they can talk to, I mean, I went through this. Energy
Okay.
healing, guided meditations. They can call, contact me at aguidinglight@gmail.com, and it's LITE. And my two websites are aguidinglight, LITE.com, and universaltalk.info. And I also have a YouTube page, under, I think it's, if you go on YouTube and you just put in my name, Joseph Mara, Joe Mara, Dr. Mara, something like that, it should pop up.
Great. Well, hey, it's been great as usual to hang out with you, and we'll have to do it again soon. I know we just scratched the surface, but we'll bring you on again soon, and thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, James. It was really fun. And you know what? There's always an equal exchange. Like, as we're talking here, you're bringing a lot out of me that's kind of channeling down through as we're talking. So I appreciate it. Thanks
All
a
right.
lot.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. This is James Gillen, your host, signing off. Have a great evening.